Well, kia ora, Jill. I'm here with Jill Price, who is going to share some of her memories of the 1974 Commonwealth Games with me. Welcome, Jill.
Yes, thank you.
So, Jill, I know we talked a bit earlier and you talked about your role at the Games and how you came to get that role. So could you share that with me again?
Yes, well, my husband was working at the post office at the time and he had been working for months, particularly with setting up so that the Games could be seen worldwide in colour, which was a real first. And they erected all sorts of structures on the high points so that they can get a good signal. And he found out that they were looking for drivers. So he wanted to be a driver. And he asked me if I'd like to be a driver. And I said yes. So we applied and we were both accepted. And we're thrilled to bits.
That's amazing. And what I didn't mention at the beginning of the interview was that Jill is wearing her original uniform, which just looks incredible in the lovely teal blue. And Jill, you've said to me that you've kept that all these years. Did you enjoy wearing it at the time? Was it nice and cool?
Oh yes, it was fun. It was like being at fancy dress several days in a row. It was really, really good.
That's great. And do you have any particular memories of people you drove around, or particular memories that stand out for you?
Very vivid memories. I was chosen to drive a VIP car, and my gentleman who I drove was Harold Henning. He was a dentist and he'd been an Olympic swimmer representing United States, and he was here on behalf of FINA, which is FINA, and that was this International Swimming Association. So I met up with him and we attended the swimming sessions. I waited and he enjoyed them, and then I took him back to his hotel. On the Wednesday, it was particularly interesting because there was no swimming and he wanted a quiet time. So I had to wake up very early and I took him to the airport, and he got on the gondola and he went up to the restaurant and had lunch. And then in the afternoon, I collected him and brought him home to town, and he went back to the hotel.
Wow, that sounds amazing. Well, thank you, Jill. I've really enjoyed listening to some of your memories, and thanks for sharing them with us today.
Okay, thank you.